ओम शांति। लेट अस वंस अगेन स्पीक दिस वर्ड ओम शांति एज इन यज्ञ ब्रह्मा बाबा एंड अदर ब्राह्मण वत्स यूज टू स्पीक। फर्स्ट इनहेल डीपली एंड देन रिलीजिंग द breathe, just speak Om, and in another breathe, Shanti. So first inhale deeply. Slideshow, which was related to Brahma Baba and partly the history of Yajna. And we have been observing, seeing the various aspects of Brahma Baba's life with Brahman Vats and how Brahma Baba used to pass his various moments in his day-to-day life. I remember that whenever anybody used to come to Madhuban at that time to meet Baba, the first impression used to be that Brahma Baba was very, very loving, not only with his eyes but with his first posture. As soon as somebody used to come before Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba used to spread his arms like this and used to speak, "Oh, come, dear child, sweet children, Sudarshan Chakradhari, oh, the jewels in Brahman's nectar," like that, very, very sweet words, upholding the spiritual position of the person who is coming, and the rays emanating from his eyes, "Oh, come, dear child, come, sweet children, Baba has been waiting for you." And we used to feel a sort of magnetic pull that Brahma Baba, just we used to go in the arms of Brahma Baba, irrespective of our age or male or female, young or old, just used to feel. So that was the physical aspect. But the main aspect used to be that as soon as we used to come in contact with Brahma Baba, we used to forget about body. Completely forgetting body consciousness, and for a few moments, everybody used to feel that we are a divine soul. Used to forget that we are in the arms of Brahma Baba, just meeting with the Supreme. So, when completely forgetting about ourselves for a few moments, then, after all, the whole party used to be there to meet with Brahma Baba. Then Baba used to, "Oh, come back, sweet child. Yes, come back." Just little, very lovingly tapping the head. And we we use to get ourselves pulled back in the body. Of course, soul doesn't leave, but the consciousness is temporarily withdrawn and just away from the body completely. So that used to be the first experience with Brahma Baba. Everybody whomsoever used to come and meet Baba. Because Brahma Baba's aura used to be like that, very powerful, the vibrations, the spiritual love, Baba's, the sweet words, combining all, it used to help the person concerned to forget completely about the body for the time being. And when we used to come back in the body, of course the consciousness, coming back again, then Baba used to ask a few questions, what's your name, from which place you are coming, giving toli in the mouth, and just lovingly tapping. And like that, seeing, giving drishti, very powerful drishti, Brahma Baba. And then, those few moments you see, used to get imprinted permanently, whomsoever used to meet Baba. So, my experience was also like this. And Baba used to sometimes, whenever we used to meet, Baba was very humorous, jolly mood. So I remember that when I first met Baba, so I was studying in the university, in Lucknow University, and Kanpur, another very big city, which is about some 70-80 kilometers from Lucknow. Baba came there. Baba was in Kanpur. So we Lucknow, we people decided just to go to Kanpur and meet Baba. So we all hired a bus. We were to start early in the morning. We got delayed and we reached little late, maybe around 8:30 or so we reached. So by that time Baba's murli was over and all the brothers and sisters that they met Baba taking toli, and Baba was asking some questions from everybody and then going. My turn came almost in the end, because first all elderly fellows and all seniors they met. At that time I was very young, some 16 years or so, 16, 17 years. So when I met Baba, so Baba gave a deep drishti, and then Baba uttered first, "Oh, Baba has been waiting for you for quite long. Baba has been waiting for you." So I took in literally logic sense, because we were to reach there by 7 o'clock and we reached 8:30 or so morning, it became late. So I thought, I told, yes, Baba, the bus became late and we reached here lately. By that time the murli was over. Oh, bus became late. But Baba has been waiting for you since very long. So now you all understand what Baba means. Very long means how much? Sorry. So Baba has been waiting means since last 5,000 years. We are meeting after that. So, just Baba says, said this one, and with deep sense of knowledge, and then we went in Baba's arm, Baba, just as soon as we went, I told you, as everybody used to feel, we felt completely soul conscious, forgetting about body. And then after some time, Baba asked, what's your name? So actually my Laukik name is Shri Mohan. Shri Mohan. So I told the same thing, then Baba once again asked, what's your name? So I thought I should speak little loudly, probably Baba might not have got the word, so I told little loudly, Shri Mohan. Then Baba said, Shri Mohan. Oh, as I said, Baba was very humorous. At that time Baba called, oh Dadi, come here, because Baba was in Kanpur. Gange Dadi and Dadi Prakashmani ji and Dadi Didi Manmohan ji, all other very senior sisters, Dadi, used to go with Baba, wherever Baba used to go. So come. And Baba wants to show you that Baba got one child, who is even higher than this Brahma Baba. Is it possible? As I said, Baba was very humorous. And what Baba meant by this one, because when I spoke, my name is Shri Mohan, then Baba later explained. I was seeing what Baba is saying. I was not able to get. Then Baba said, you see the word, this title Shri. Shri can be given to those only, it's the name suits to those whose soul as well as body both are pure. Just like as we say, Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan. So Shri is for deities, golden aged deities, whose soul is pure as well as that body is pure completely. Now in this world, nobody is having both these things pure, neither the soul nor the body. So even Brahma Baba cannot put this Shri title before his name. So even Brahma Baba cannot put. So now from today onwards, you have to become Shri and your name is Mohan only. So like that Baba just changed the name from Shri to this Mohan. And from that day onwards, I am known as Mohan. And this thing remains in mind that I have to become Shri. Shri means I have to purify my body, I have to purify my soul. And when soul and body both are purified, then only one is entitled to put this name as Shri. So Baba's, you see, so ocean of knowledge that in each and every activity of the children, Baba used to see the spiritual meaning of the things. So suppose somebody's name, sister, in India it is quite common to have the name like Maya Devi. If some sister used to come, what's your name? Baba asked, my name is Maya Devi. Oh, Maya. No, goodbye to Maya. Now Baba gave you a new name, maybe Gita or Lakshmi or something like that, so that we forget about our earlier birth. Birth means this body's things. So our new birth has taken place. We should feel. Baba used to get us realize that from today onwards, you have taken a new birth, the divine birth. And though the body is same, relations are same, everybody is same, but your birth is completely new. Forget about the old things, old relation, like that. So from that day onwards, it became like that. Now, when, and Baba used to, you see, give children's sustenance. Up to the extent, you see, no Laukik father or mother or any relation can give that type of sustenance. I remember that whenever we used to come to Madhuvan, at that time, no? So Baba used to take us. Huh? Okay, children, let us play badminton. Okay. Baba used to become like the person with whom he is talking or playing. With youths, he become youth. With elderly person, he used to behave like very, very elderly persons. With children, he used to behave like childs. So everybody used to feel that Baba is mine. Whatever the Baba loves me maximum, so Baba is ocean of love. And how Shiv Baba is ocean of love? How he will manifest? Because though he is simply a dot, point. So he used to manifest all the qualities through Brahma Baba. Because Shiv Baba is all the ocean of knowledge, ocean of love, ocean of peace. All these qualities, virtues, but it used to get manifested through Brahma Baba. That was the beauty. And from Brahma Baba we used to feel that Baba is my own. From whatever you see country or religion or sect one has come, whatever the age group, but everybody used to have this type of feeling. And that's why Baba, you see, this is the first and foremost quality for the souls achieving the highest status, that they all should feel, everybody should feel from us that we belong to them. Sense of belongingness. Nobody should feel, okay, one is residing in Madhuvan, he is that old, I am young, no. He or she is mine. That they should have this type of feeling. So we used to have that type of feeling. Then, in the beginning, Baba's this knowledge used to be like that. That Baba used to give us timing, you see. Sufficient time. When we used to come to Madhuvan, Baba used to give sufficient time. He will eat with us, in Thursday, Brahma Bhojan, Baba will eat with everybody. Sometime Baba will call some of the persons and having chit-chats with them. So like that, everybody used to feel, because our divine family was very small at that time, in the beginning. And Baba's knowledge also was not so deep. Baba used to tell, I remember that in 62-63 Murli used to be Sakar Brahma Baba's Murli, that you must not perform the vicious act, you see. If any vice come in the act, then actually the sanskars are made. Vikarma is there. But if it remains in the mind, or if you are not speaking, not angry, getting angry, then the vikarma is not there. So you must have control over your karmas, whatever you perform through these body organs. That only make you vicious. Then gradually Baba's knowledge was going deep, that if you speak also, from which one gets hurt, then that also is responsible for making vikarma, means the things which make deep impression in the soul. And later on, as soon as Baba was going towards his karmatita stage, after 67, moving towards 68 and throughout the year, then we used to feel that Baba's knowledge was becoming more deep and deep. And Baba used to tell that now even whatever is there in your mind, thoughts in your subconscious mind, that makes impact on the environment, on the atmosphere, on the persons who are coming before you, even the persons who are quite distant away. Because whatever the thoughts are there, the thought power is very powerful and it penetrates deeply in the other person's mind. So that we used to hear, but we never thought that it is having very, very deep meaning. But Baba's these words were very, very important. They are now so relevant in today's time. I remember that whenever Baba used to see something, we used to prepare our pota meal. Pota meal means whatever we are earning, how we are spending, and that we used to send to Baba. And Baba used to see, and so many children were there, and Baba will see, and whatever, very fast, Baba will go through it. You might have heard in the Murlis that Baba used to say that children, you'll write down your life history of this birth. Because we know, remember only about this birth. So you write down, and whatever, in case you have performed any ill deeds or vikarm you have done or whatever the activity is, so Baba will see, and by that one, if suppose some wrong deeds have been done, then 50% will be written off. Baba always used to say, so that golden opportunity was there with all of us. So we almost all at that time, those who used to come, we used to write our little life history in whatever number of pages. Then the beauty was that Baba will go through quite fast. But Baba's eyes will stop only at the place where some corrections was to be given. Not all Baba used to read, because it will take lot of time. So many children they used to give us. Within few seconds or few minutes Baba will see and he will stop, write down something at some place, again changing, again. So within 1 or 2 minutes Baba used to see some 10-15 pages or so, and only at the place, even in the corrections in the, you see, financial matter or in the life history or whatever, only Baba's eyes, they were so sharp, you see. So that was one of the main things. As one reaches towards karmatit stage or towards higher and higher stage, we have to check ourselves also. Whatever we are exchanging our views, whether my aura or my thoughts, how they are impacting the others with whom I am meeting. So that we have to check, and that what I used to see, that how Baba's these things were so powerful. And so I just come to that one, 17th January or so. On 17th January morning, 1969, though I have met Brahma Baba number of times in Madhuban, at that time Baba used to tour almost throughout India, time to time. So I had an opportunity to meet Baba twice, in Delhi in different times, then in Kanpur, as I said you. At these two places I have met Sakar Brahma Baba, or we say Bab Dada at that time. So whenever we used to meet Baba, whether outside or here, that was our unique experience. So, though after passing my engineering, I have got some incidences regarding my student days also. I remember one of the things that when I was to go to study engineering. And at that time I asked Baba, I am going for this education and what's your opinion? Should I go or not to go? So Baba told ki, let us you come and discuss. So I went to Madhuban. Before me there were two other persons, students, who have come there to discuss about it. So one was already in engineering college. First year he has just taken the admission and he came and asked Baba. So Baba is Trikal Darshi, you see. Baba said, though he got admission, he has joined also, but Baba told, what you will do, you are already a graduate. And this one you need not do, you just involve yourself in Baba's service. And whatever the spiritual earning you can do, you do maximum. So at that time it looked little odd decision, that one who has taken the admission also and Baba is asking him to leave. Anyhow, he followed, accepted and then left that engineering and then just involved himself fully for Baba's service. Another person was there, young fellow, and he has done the graduation and post-graduation, but his parents were not coming in the knowledge. So he asked Baba, what to do, Baba? Then Baba told, ki, you just help your parents in your business and then try to win their hearts. And then, because sooner or later, then you have to handle all these businesses. Then third, this came number, I went Baba, because to those two, Baba said, now you need not continue your studies and you involve in the either spiritual service or laukic service. When my turn came, Baba heard, then Baba said, no, you have to continue your study. You have to become engineer. Then I asked Baba, why this sort of double standard? You have just told these two fellows not to do continue, but you are asking me, because it is 4 years first, the engineering, passing the engineering, and then, you see, taking up the job. I want to involve myself in godly service fully. But Baba said, no, everybody has got his own karma kahani. Everybody has got, you have to become an engineer. Baba is seeing your future, that how you will be fully involved. So you have to do this education, first complete the education and then you have to take up the job. Because you have to do a lot of service and Baba is saying not only here but globally you have to do the service. So like that Baba told, anyhow I continued my study and you see what happened, that that brother, one who to whom Baba said, no, you leave your study and involve yourself fully. So what happened, after a few years, he just met an accident and he left his body, expired. You see, so Baba Trikal Darshi knows all the three, past, present, future. So Baba told him, guided, that you need not study continuously, because if he would have continued the study, hardly he would have passed the engineering but not able to perform the services. And he was to leave the body, so whatever the remaining life period he was having, he did lot of godly service, so that has been accumulated. And so when the soul left the body, the soul must have taken all these things, all these good sanskar, good practices, and accordingly his birth would have been there. And likewise the second person also, to whom Baba said, then later on his father, mother, though they were not in knowledge, but they handed over the whole business, so he is also fully involved in Baba's service. all these with complete money and money, complete his time, money and energy. And I have seen that to whom Baba has said whatever, it became completely right, completely correct. So at that time, it was very easy for all of us that whatever if something is coming to mind to do or not to do, whether to do this time or that time. So we used to go to Baba and Baba used to see it and then accordingly give us direction. We used to perform and the success was guaranteed. So like that it was very easy at that time. So I also went for studying this one. So I remember one thing. I asked Baba that, Baba, I had to take the food outside. That food is not pure. Maybe garlic, onion, etc. also in the hostel, engineering college. What to do? Baba told very lightly, is it difficult? When we can purify the whole world, can't we purify the food with which what we are going to take? So give drishti, remember Baba, take that food, but you have to do simultaneously the service of the cook also, who is cooking. And it is not difficult, but you do so that your food is separately taken out, which is without this garlic, onion, etc. So I did the service of that cook and accordingly he got ready. And likewise there were few students and who wanted to take the food without this garlic onion also. So Baba said one thing that time, because I was quite new, maybe a few months old only. And Baba knew that the foundation was not strong. If Baba would have told at that time, no, you have to take pure food, you have to cook yourself, probably I would not have been here at that time. Because I was very new and it would have been very difficult. So first Baba told this thing, and then what was in the drama, that Baba used to send us daily, some once or twice a week, letters and Murli and all that. So empowering us spiritually. And within no time, within few months, the center was opened there in that city where we were studying in college. And probably some of you may be knowing that one is Vinod Bhai, who has been there in the Sacramento. Only 2-3 days back he has gone there and will come. And we two studied together. He also was an engineering college student. He was in engineering college. After passing, he was in US for about more than 30 years in Sacramento. And then after, winding up from that, he has come here and presently is looking after manager in this trauma center. So Baba, seeing the time, situation, condition and the stage of the person, Baba used to give Shrimat. It was like that. So Baba told us one time, one side Baba said, because Baba was knowing only few months they have to take, and once the center was opened, then for remaining 2-3 years we have taken the food at the center. So pure food that was possible for us even for 3 years. At that time I am talking of 60s, 63 to 67, that period. So Baba says, Yog Yukt and Yukti Yukt, you see. So we have to analyze any problem, any situation, whenever, whatever comes in our life, so that we have to see how we tackle the problem, so that successfully the problem is handled. So at that time, you see, I remember, once you see, though it is very light moment, just we were in the hostel, myself and one Vinod Bhai, Vinod Jain, who was in Sacramento, to whom I was referring. So we were in the hospital and center was also quite new. And at that time, usually almost at every center, there used to be one trance messenger. You see, any sister who used to have trance vision, who used to go in the trance. And every Thursday, bhog was to be offered to Baba. So, once we both decided, okay, I am talking you 60, maybe 66 or so. At that time, there was no internet, no email, even phone system our was, since we were in the hostel, there was no mobile, etc. And some few landlines used to be there. So, once we decided, today is say Wednesday, so Wednesday evening, okay, tomorrow is Thursday, we also prepare something for Baba and take it. And Thursday, of course, centers where sister reside, there they offered, and every Thursday bhog is offered to Baba. So sisters also made bhog, and here in the hostel, we prepared some bhog, some sweet, and in that process it became late, and we reached quite late there with bhog. And surprisingly, the sister was there, the bhog table, bhog was there, the trance vision, that the sister who was the trance messenger, she was sitting there and to offer the bhog to Baba. But Baba was not pulling her rope there, you see. She was sitting and sitting. Usually, after 5-10 minutes, sister goes in trance vision. But on that day, 10-15 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes passed. She was just sitting and surprisingly analyzing what has happened, why Baba is not pulling me, and bhog is to be offered, the whole class is sitting before them. Then as we reached quite late, as I told you, in preparing part of the bhog in the hostel, and we very lovingly prepared, we reached there when it was almost the time of the finishing of completion of the class. So we reached and we asked another junior sister that we have prepared this bhog. Will you please kindly put up in the Baba's thali, Baba's that plate, and then sister took it. Yes, 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 sister has not yet gone. And she put it, and as soon as she put it up, immediately the sister went. And then the sister went, sister asked Baba, Baba, I have been sitting today so many times, 45 minutes, almost 1 hour, you did not pull me. And why so, Baba? So Baba said, oh, you were not knowing, those my two children, they were preparing bhog for me and very lovingly they were coming, and how I would have pulled you without their bhog, whatever they have prepared. You see, neither we have informed the sister that we are coming with the part of the bhog. Neither sister was knowing. So, you see, this is the Baba, and that what Baba says, what you are thinking, what you are doing, everything reaches Baba first. We may not be knowing, but it all reaches Baba, and accordingly Baba just does it. As Baba told probably in today's Murli, that Baba's switch of TV gets on. In today's Murli? Yes, yes. Whenever any act is there or something, Baba's, we all are having one individual TV in Baba's Sukshma Vatan, you see. And once Baba has said that whenever some such activity is being performed which is not as per the Brahman life, something deviation from this Brahman's life, that Baba's TV immediately gets open. That person's TV, and Baba sees, Baba wants to give that person power, and so to not to perform that activity or just to touch. Baba says, in one Murli, Baba has explained this thing very nicely. So, when they were bringing this bhog, how Baba would have pulled up? As soon as their offering was done, immediately Baba pulled you. So you see, this is the practical experience that our each and every activity is recorded by Baba. It reaches Baba. And so how much careful we have to become like that. So this is one of the experience. And likewise, I remember that on 17 January, when I reached here in Madhuban, and with my Laukik father, so I observed one thing, you see, very surprisingly, because earlier whenever we used to meet Baba, we used to tell, Baba, I have come, this question is there, maybe pertaining to our stage, our yoga, our services, and our various activities, whatever we wanted to use, ask Baba, Baba used to listen and give the remedy, the solution of that question. But during that 17th and 18th January, I had the opportunity to meet Baba some maybe 6 to 7 times. And because at that time no parties were there, Baba was also relatively free and we were there. So we used to go to Baba. But every time one strange thing happened that we used to go to Baba, I will ask this question. I will ask this time about my stage of meditation or about the service, what is about how the class is going on there. Likewise, but as soon as we go before Baba, Baba will give a drishti. And then Baba say, oh, you have come for this one. This is your question. Okay, do like this. It will happen like this. I was not required to speak a single word. You see, that is actually the stage in Hindi which is termed as Man Jite Jagat Jeet. Means, the one who has conquered his own mind, he can read the thoughts of other person also. He can. Because what happens actually, other person come before us. And before he speaks, we get the vibration. But our own thoughts, you see, our own perception regarding that person, they interfere in. And we don't get a correct picture. But the one who has conquered his own thoughts completely, then one can read the mind of other person 100% correctly. So that what I observed, that by that time, because Baba was almost in his Karmatit stage, just one day away from that one. So when Baba's Karmatit stage means such a high state of mind, and every time, oh, you have come for with this question. And I was surprised, how without uttering a single word, Baba is able to read my mind and giving the perfect solution. That has happened actually 5-6 times. The same feeling was there of my Laukik father, who was with whom I have gone there. And so, with these things, we observed. And you see, the 18th January, you see, because Baba has entered that stage when almost the last stage. Last stage means not in physical but spiritually, Karmatit stage, the angelic stage Baba has achieved. So, at that time, you see, on 18th January, Baba told her, Ishu Dadi, who used to see everything, the complete financial accounts and everything, who used to write down all the replies of Baba's letter. Because during that time, Baba used to write letter. There was no email, no, you see, mobile, like that. So, Baba used to write the letter. We also used to write the letter. Baba used to receive it, respond it. And whenever the letter used to come, we used to feel very, very happy. Baba used to write with red pen, you see. And between two lines, Baba used to give reply in Sindhi. and between two lines there was space. So Baba used to write in red pen, and in blue pen, Ishudadi used to translate and write that language which the person to whom the letter is being responded, he or she used to receive. So that day Baba told Ishudadi in the morning, whatever the pending letters are there, get them, all of them responded. I will give reply to all of them. You come and see that not a single letter is left without response. So that day Baba responded all the letters. And in Mount Abu, you must have gone through near Nakki Lake, one spiritual museum is there. So that building was there, and that was pending file whether to occupy, to take that building. So that day Baba cleared that file also. So whatever the pending works were there, Baba cleared all of them. So when we also achieve karmatit stage, if anything is pending, by that time when the soul is just to leave the body, that stage, then that pending work will pull us, and it will not allow us to achieve the final karmatit stage, because the work is pending and naturally that attraction will be there. So we all have to see that nothing remains pending, and that is why Baba says, ever ready, and Baba has gone, given na. So these, we have to remain the ever ready in that stage, that nothing remains pending. No relations, nothing, the official work, household work, all the activities, nothing should pull us again and again. So that day, normally evening class is conducted in Madhuban around some 9 o'clock, quarter to 9 or 9, because after everybody takes food, etc., dinner, then everybody used to come. Baba also used to come in history hall to give class around 9 o'clock. So 9 to quarter to 10 or so, the class used to be there. So that day Baba preponed the class. And around 6:30 or so, told one brother that inform everybody that Baba will take the class early, maybe around 7 o'clock. So everybody should take food, and by that time they should come. So by that time, you see, everybody took food, etc., and came to history hall, and Baba also came to that class. You see, Baba was about 93 years old, you see. And Baba is having sore throat, coughing problem at that age. So sometime used to get cough, and this sore throat used to give sometimes problem. And Baba used to tell, oh, this sore throat, this thing is Baba's close friend. And how Baba used to control this one, Baba says, our internal state should be so powerful that it should be able to control the external situations in life, whatever the external problems come. Swasthiti dwara paristhiti parvijay means our internal state should be so powerful. So we know, in history all, if you have seen, that there are three sandalis, three seats, where on one Baba used to sit, on another extreme Mama used to sit, and the center one was for the children who used to come in the party, and they used to sit there and narrate their experience, etc. So Brahma Baba used to just, whenever this sore throat is there, or something, there used to be one translite picture of Radha Krishna, Shri Krishna, or Lakshmi Narayan. So Baba used to say, you see, this is old body made up of old, these five elements. Now this is end of this Kali Yuga, and everything has become Tamo Pradhan. And But now, you see, that is why that is so much cough, etc., or problem is there. But it is only some time is left when Baba will take this body and will become Shri Krishna and Sato Pradhan Tattu. Soul will also be Sato Pradhan. And everything will be so fine. And Baba used to just recollect these things. And with that one, Baba's stage, internal stage, used to elevate. And whatever the external situation in the form of this cough or this sore throat used to come, Baba used to overrule that one. So we all have to learn this lesson that whenever some external problem is coming before us, situation comes, so we have to raise our internal state of mind so high so that the external problem becomes secondary and we are able to control over that external situation by raising our internal state of mind. And the scientists have also shown, you all must have heard about the experiments of Professor Emoto. You see, his one assistant also came to Madhuban and he was narrating all these experiences, and Dadi Janki ji also repeated those experiments, that how with our positive thoughts, the water, crystallization of the water, the structure of the water changes. When our positive thoughts, positive feeling, positive labeling of the bottle, you all know about that, how the all these things affect with the positive thoughts in a positive manner, and if the negative thoughts they are spread, then negatively also the vast difference between the crystallization of the negative and the positive one. So when the water situated put maybe some 3-4 feet away, that is affected, then what about the water which is inside the body? Some 70% of water is already there. So if our thinking is positive, that will be positively charged and our body will be healthy, will be able to overcome the disease and the negativities in the body. And if the negative thoughts are there, thoughts of maybe jealousy, hatred, anger, ego, greed, etc., then the water inside the body will be negatively affected. And that's why Baba says, have always the positive thinking, positive thoughts. Not only it will affect us in a positive manner, but it will create such an aura, such an environment before us, that whomsoever comes under that aura, under that environment, they will also have feeling like that. And that's why whenever we come to Madhuban, we all are having that type of feeling. So what I mean that Baba was an ocean of the positive thinking. And that we observed lately on that one, though Baba was having coughing throat and all that, but that day on the evening of 18th January, when Baba gave the class, not a single time that cough etc. troubled Baba. So that shows that when we also achieve karmatita stage, then all our karmic account of the body, they are settled. And our internal power that will overrule the all the karam bhogs of this body. Karam yog, the yog bal will overrule this body's karam bhogs. And after giving the class, then Baba got up on 18th evening, I am telling you, Baba gave his last class, 18th evening. Baba got up, moved towards the door very slowly, but Baba was giving just yoga power to all the persons. Whomsoever were sitting, Baba was giving drishti to all of us. I am fortunate enough that I was also sitting there, and I had the opportunity to get the Baba's drishti, and Baba's drishti again and again used to go to Dadi Prakashmani for a longer time, and then likewise Baba went up to the door and then said Baba, what he said, that okay, Baba chutti leta hai, Baba vida leta hai, goodbye. Baba never said all these words at any time during those earlier so many years, right from 1936 to 69. Baba never uttered this word, Baba is taking leave, Baba is saying goodbye to all of you. But that day, Baba said goodbye to everybody. So, after that, Baba went to his room and then very calmly, quietly, Baba left his body. And then, just the soul went away. But one of the surprises what we have seen is that after when Baba left the body, Baba's body was kept there for about some more than 60-65 hours. 18th January, Baba left the body. 18th January night, 19th whole day, 19th night, 20th whole day, 20th night, and on 21st also afternoon, the cremation was done. Body is the fire, you see, Baba's body was consumed to flames. But Baba's face was enlightened, no injection was given, no chemical lotion was put on Baba's body. But it was up to a good extent, some flexibility was there, up to a good extent. But main thing is, it was looking as Baba is sleeping, no color change, just white color Baba's, otherwise usually body gets darkened. And you see bad smells come, disintegration of the body takes place, unless some injection etc. is given. But nothing of that sort was given, but you see Baba's body was. That is the victory over the five elements of nature. You see, we have to conquer our mind as well as the nature. You see, five elements of nature. So that it itself is a very big class, how to conquer these five natures, five elements of nature. But main thing is that we have to see that I am able to conquer this nature of which this body is made. And then Baba just, the Baba's body was consumed to flame on 21st, you see. So these are the things up to the last extent what Baba has taught, what I have seen, that how Baba was just going gradually, and with all his activities Baba was teaching, you see, giving new lessons in each of his activities. So likewise, Baba left the body on 18th January, and after that body was consumed on 21st January to the flames, and then the new chapter of Avyakt Bap Dadas that started. So this is some of the events which I have the opportunity to see from my own eyes, and I have seen and then I tried to share with you. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.